Start your day, Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Floor yours. Beginning of this parsha, the Rabbi Paraduma, the Pasuk says, the Sarov es HaPara Le'enum. So I saw it, the Rechayim, the Vishnitzer, and others for him. Es HaPara Le'enum is Gematria 867, which is Gematria Tammuz of Tevis, which is known in Zohar HaKadosh, the 3 months which are Yarcha De'esu, negative month, Churban, the Puran Esau. And the fact that it's connected to Paraduma is very, very poshut, because the whole purpose of these months is to mahapit the times of galus, of bitterness, of tsar, into days of sasim, the simchul, the amatovim, as the Novi says. And that is the inyan of Paraduma, ki yadua, everybody knows, I've discussed this many times, many sasker is mayrach, that par, b'chal par, is Gematria 280. You're not going to be a genius. Which is the Gematria of Mansepach. Remember, there's five letters which finish off like a period, a full stop. You can't go further. And therefore, Mansepach is generally connected to Buris, Dinim, harshness, punishment. And that is the secret of Nei Yisrael says, if you know what you're talking about, there's five Gevuris, so the 280 is divided to five, which is 56. Right? Which is the sod that we say of the five news in the Hinoyim, Shalom, Keinu, Aleinu, Masi, Deinu, Kanin, Aleinu, Masi, Deinu. 5 times 56 is 280. Hello? And the purpose is to add the Aleph, as we explained a few weeks ago, into the new. So instead of 56, you have 57, which is 57 is Zon, Kel Havaya. As we've discussed many, many times. In other words, basically, you have types of gvura, din, and severity when it has Hester Ponim. And the purpose both of these months, the Tammuz, of, etc., and Paraduma, is to be mamtik to dinim and to bring chsodim and rachm rabim for Chal Yisrael. Ula hoyer, just parenthetically, man sepach. It can make a dinim, horrible things, terrible things, hello? But Chazal say they're oisius kfulus, they're double, right? So they also are merames on geula, and therefore we know that Chazal say medrash Avram is lech lecha delangechav. Hello, Yitzhak is the shlos mem ki atzamta mimenu meoid. Yankov is nu. Anyone out there? Nun hatileini no. Moshe is which letter of Mansepach? You got to be awake today. There's so much to say. Pei, that was the secret of Moshe, who was the Goyim, Seraph HaSashim, hello? Kipokot Pokadati, Pei, and Mashiach is Ois, Tzadik, Ish Semach Shmei Mitacht of Yisma. He with me. So the Mansepach letters serve both as Gvuras, Dinim, severity, harshness, concealment, but it also has within it the remez of Geula. Right? As Arizal says in this parashas, everyone knows. And so Paraduma is somehow connected to one of the central themes of Paraduma, of being mamtik gvuris and getting rid of the galus and the umas ha'olam and to bringing geula for Kal Yisrael. I'll give you a kama dugmois for that, which is not what I want to talk about today. The Zemal Tzedek says in Arat Torah mehaytayma, where did they make the Paraduma? Where was the Asiyah of the Paran? Har HaMishcha. Mishnah says, hello, Par, hello, you with me? Harazesim. What is it? Because Paraduma is connected to Geula. By Mashiach, it says in Pasuk, in Yeshayah, Ba'om du ragla ba'imhu al har hazesim. So it's Harazesim, which is connected to Geula, is connected to the Asiyah's Paraduma. The Satmar Evan de Verioels, he brings from a Zayd, Yisroch Moshe, he brings a Mezrish. It says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, v'yichu elecha Paraduma, that b'nei Yisrael have to purchase the Paraduma and give it to Moshe. It's from Mikan Chazal learned that you could buy a Paraduma from a Goy. And you have numerous dugmois of a Paraduma being born in the herd of a Goy. And Medrash continues and finishes off, the Zesha Omer HaKosuv, Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kapitul Mem, V'chol Goyim Ke'ayin Negdoi, Ke'efes Vatoyu Nechshuvuli. The Sefer Rebbe asks two questions. Dibriyoyim. Number one, why is it the Eibush is Mesavus Sivus that a Paraduma, Dafka, should be born in a Eider of a Akum, a goy, an oral. And number two, why does the Medrash finish off with this pasuk in Yeshaya? What's the relevance? Chol goyim ka'ayin negdu. What's the connection? Nervos. He says the whole inyan of paraduma is the bittul of umas ha'olam, which is the reason he explains that great letter. I'm not going to. We'll talk about it. That who was the one which personality is specifically connected to paraduma? Dafka Moshe. Hello. Yichu elecha. Right. The oilam yinikras hashmecha. As Chazal say, because dafka in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu will come the geula. Moshe's goel rishin, goel acher. As Chazal say in Medrash, etc. And that's why the yichu, the vav hamoizik, that all generations, all the Moshe made the first paraduma, all the eight subsequent paradumas, and the paraduma of Mashiach is all the yichu with the vav hamoizik. It's all connected to the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Tamrel. And everyone remembers the famous medrash that Bikish Keheles Shlomo Melech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, and ultimately says Amarti Echgama. And others far and bring the hirachoyk is gimashu paraduma. Paraduma was the one mitzvah he couldn't grasp. The hirachoyk imenu. Just let me just parenthetically add to the chesayfer in teiras Moshe madura tlisoyim moyrti gavur. The he I wanted a chapar aduma. The hirachoyk. How you spell the he? Vav hey yud al. Says the holy chesayfer this. It meram is on the letters that are missing b'zman hagolz. Ki yad al keis, yud kei. So Chazal say the Eibush's name is incomplete instead of yud kei vav kei. It's only yud kei. Keis, it should have said kisei. Should have said kisei avay. So the yud, the vav kei is missing from the shem. The aleph is missing from the kisei hakov, and the yud is missing from Yerushalayim. No, I said it's like 100. Are you? Wakey, wakey. No, I said this 100 times. Everywhere in Tanakh, with two exceptions, when you write Yerushalayim, it's written Chosar, Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim is incomplete without the Yud. There's a famous Tefillah Tzadik. By the way, we say in the Zmir Shabbos, Yibona HaMikdash, Irtziyin Tumale, then Yerushalayim Mole. And as the Tefillah Tzadik says, if you take the word Yerushalayim, Chosar, scramble them, you get the word Shel Ruin. Who owns Yerushalayim? Who conquered Yerushalayim? Rome, Edom. Aber Yibana Migdash Yatiyin Tamale. It won't be Shel Ruin, Raimi. It will be Sheli Raimi. Ba'olam Mashiach Ba'atziyin Lishpet Hazareisim. So these Vehi are the letters that are missing. And Shlomo said, Amarti Echmo. The Vehi. What's the pshat? Chazal say that Pasuk says Shlomo Melech married Elif Noshim Nochris. You're talking about one of the smartest person who ever lived. What's he trying to do? Have 1,000 shiksas as shvigers? Like, what's the purpose of the exercise? So the Livnas Asapir and Svarim Akdashim all bring Shlomo Melech with which generation from Avraham Avinu? We have a whole shiur once on this. 15, because Malchus Beis David is compared to Levana. Malchus Beis David is 14. Erev Pesach. And Shlomo is Kaima Sir Mishal Musa. The moon, hello, which compared to Malchus David, is complete on the 15th. So Shlomo thought, I could crack it. I could bring the Geula, and therefore he married all these princesses to be Machnia, the Koichas of Klippa, to Kedusha. So put them under his, right? Aber Mikol Makai Vehi Rechoike Heimena, the Eivishter said, not now, now is not the time, you haven't come to Tikkun HaSholem. And therefore, that dafka only Moshe understood, and the Hebrew came in. By the way, just parenthetically, is a famous word. It's one of these verbs like you know, you learn in cheder, like you know, to say Friday night when you still have short trousers. Hello, Chazal says Bikish Kehelas. He wanted to understand Paraduma, Yod Zabaskol, and the Baskol said, "Ksoiv Yoishir Diver Emes." The world is talking about. Ksayt Zechidah on many Sfarim. It's like one of the famous Strabova Perushim. Because it says Belochu Latame Rosh Tevis Latame. Hello, anyone awake? Latame Lamed May offer Mem Srefas Shin Hachatos. Hey, what do you got? It depends. You scramble the Rosh Tevis, you get the word Shlomo. So therefore, Shlomo says, I also want to understand Paradun. Said the Baskel Yoksoiv Yoshir Devemet. Schreib Gleich. Don't write it crooked like with a. the Yosher, it's L'Moshe. Only Moshe understands Parah Aduma, not even you, Shlomo HaMelech. In Shlomo HaMelech's age, it was still premature to understand the Tam of Parah Aduma. And therefore, says the Satmar Rebbe, right? Shlomo wanted to chapter the Geula. It was not yet, the world wasn't yet ready. But that's the group is in the Sod, the Parah Aduma, is the Sod of conquering, overcoming the Umas HaOlam and bringing Geula. And therefore, that's Dafka, the reason why the Eibishter was Mesavid, that where did the Parah Aduma often come from? Dafka from Goyim. Al Derech, the Gemara says, it's a Hedron Daf Lamed Tes. Who is the Navi who's Menabe on the Mapala of Esav of Edoim? Avadia, like who's after of a part for Yishlach? Meaning Ashkenazim, whatever. Avadia, why Avadia? Because Avadia was a Ger Edoimi, and therefore he's Misnabe on the Nefila of his biological Zedis. Hello? Because the principle is Mineu Be Abba Lishko Be Narga. You make the handle of the axe that chops down the tree Dafka from wood, which comes from the forest. Hello? So Dafka from the Goyim, they're the ones who will contribute to the Parah Aduma, which will bring their downfall. Hello? And therefore, on this Pasuk, the Medrash Mesayim, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that Ketoyu Nech Shivoloi, at the end of the day, all the Goyim are finished, right? Hello? And the victory of Klal Yisrael will be. And that's also the reason, since in the Soid of Parah Aduma is the secret of Geula, that's one of the reasons, the real reason for Parah Aduma was never in this Gala. Because we have a principle, Liba Lepuma Legalia, right? You don't reveal the inner secrets, because if people would know when, the emes is, that Satmar Rebbe brings from the Zayda, the Yisbach Moshe, famous word, B'shuvi Yeshuseichem Le'inechem, Omer Hashem, that when Mashiach will come, you'll open up a Tanakh and you'll find it almost every pasuk that tells you exactly when the Ketzer Yamim will be. You'll know when the good is. More room is in the pasuk, you'll see it. It's like mamish clear. Norvos, because people could misuse this, whatever, you don't see it now. When Mashiach will come, b'shuvi yeshvuseichem le'inechem, in front of your eyes, it's clear that Omer Hashem, you'll see all the other Muslim Zukum. And therefore, it's all merumas in Parah Aduma. In Parah Aduma, you find a funny thing, like an unbelievable thing. the Payet says, Le'esi Gala Genuz of Yal. When the time comes that the Eibishter will Megal the Tam of Parah Aduma, then Kal Yisrael will be in this Allah from Golds. By every other chok, by every other dover, which is mechusa, first Mashiach will be Geula, and then it'll be Yishakenim and the Shikas Piyu, the Taimei Torah, she says, also the Rashi says, then will be revealed the secrets. By Parah Aduma, the Seir is Faker. First comes the Gili of the Tam of Parah Aduma, because then you'll see the whole Mahalach of Geula, and then will come the Geula. The Geula comes with the Gili of the Sa, the Parah Aduma, the opposite order of everything else. So that's what Parah Aduma is all about. Let me just add, just before we begin the Shiur, but Megala Mukah says, who was the mitzvah of Chukas HaPorah given to? David spoke El. That's it? That's your Girsa? In my shul we say El Moshe Vel Aaron. Hello? Why this mitzvah punkt was Moshe and Aaron? So the Megala Mukah says, what's the gematria of Moshe? 345. Hello? And we said Parah Aduma is connected to four Goliathin, the four Din. Therefore, how much is four times Elohim and Makailu? Hello? Elohim, 86 times four? 345. Moshe. And Aaron is 256. How much is Din? 64 times four? 256. So Dafka, Moshe, and Aaron are Mechuvim connected Parah Aduma, which is the Gili of Geula, the pidyon of Kal Yisrael from the Dal Golis. And this just, by the way, let me just throw in one more part while I'm talking. The Medr says, Rabbi, somebody or other, Rabbi Yechanan, Pazi, Pasuk Kro, he uses the Pasuk until him. Imre is Hashem, Amor is Tahir, is Kesef, He says Pasar is referring to Paraduma. Imrishem Tahiris. The act that the Eivishter spoke about the laws of Tara, Tara's Apara, is Mizukok Shiva Soyim. Everything connected to Parah is connected to seven. I go the whole list, I'm not going through it, it'll take me an hour. Hello? Everything of Paraduma, the Koyin, the Matar, the Matamed, everything involved in it is connected to number seven. Shiva Soyim, seven times seven. What is the union of seven? Because Paraduma, which nation of the world is called Aduma? Edoim. Hello? Edom. Esau. Halitaninam. Yeah. Do you remember Yankiv Avinu, your Zeda? He was going to meet Esau. How many times does he bow down? Seven. Why seven? Says the Tzadikim. Alderach, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Chavtas, of Achav Reb Yankiv. Then he went into Bismedrish, and there was this serpent. A mazik, and every time he bowed, one head of the seven heads fell off. Which the Marshal there, Al-Asar, says these are the seven heads of the Nochosh Hakadmoini, which is connected to Gemara in Sukkot Daf Nun Beis. The seven names called to the HRA, which is the Samach Mem, the Malach of Esav, etc. Everything is seven. And therefore, by the way, everything is a multiple of 10. Seven times 10 is, who's the mathematician? 70. Which 70 is what? The Ayin Umus Ha'olam, which is connected when Adam Rishon sinned, instead of Kusnas Ur with an Aleph, it began Kusnas Ur with an Ayin. And when Mashiach will come, we'll get rid of the Ayin, we'll get rid of the, and by that day, we will see the Mizgal the Ur Shiva Sayyamin, Mevahoya Vayalachal Ur Olam, and therefore everything in Paraduma is connected to number seven. So, step number one, point number one I'm making. We see, for reasons I don't really grasp at the moment, that everything Paraduma is connected to Hachnov Umus Olam and the end of Golos and the bring of Gul. Step number one. Why? What's the Rayon? What's the Oimek of the thing? Point number two I want to make with Derech Hakdama before I begin this year. Everything about Paraduma is connected specifically to Moshe. V'yikol Elecha. L'Olam Yinikar Al Shmecha. Parish also mentioned about Midbar's Rashi. Chazal say in various places. Ula Hoyer. Right, hello. Moshe Rabbeinu, Mateus Makolos, Gimachia, Eper Paraduma. And Moshe Maosi Vakolos, Gimachia Paraduma Maosi. Hello. Moshe is specific. How many, by the way, someone pointed out, a wise man, how many words are there in Parsha's Spora? You never counted. What do you do when you're lame? 345, which is Gematria Moshe. Moshe is very much connected specifically to Paraduma. Nishnardos. When it says in Pasuk, Le'olam hi nikra al shmecha, the Parah is called the Parah of Moshe. So the Nachlas Yankiv says, Brotan Sif Sechachamim al Asar, what's Pshat? That from every one of the subsequent Paradumas, from Ezra they made eight. Moshe Rabbeinu had one Paraduma that lasted 1,000 years. And then in 450 years of Vayishayni, eight. It's also a whole Shaka Matar. Hello? All the Paradumas you had to mix in from the Afer of the Parah of Moshe. You know that? And that's at Shalchok, all the other Paras are Betelos, and Shalchok Hayemeth L'Oilu. There's actually a Girsun Beseft in Parah, and the Perakimel. The leftovers from the par of Moshe was used to mix in all the other. So says the Chesed, the Chazdi David on the Tzitzef in many places. The MS, the Maral in Gur Aryeh, Pirshan Rashi, he says, what's Pshat? Because the only person who knew the real reason for Paraduma was Moshe Rabbeinu. And a mitzvah has no kiyum if there's no inyan sichli shevedover. But Kal Yisrael didn't know. Therefore, when you brought the Paraduma, you brought Adai to the Moshe, and you had to mix in from the Efer of Moshe, the one who understood what's going on, had in the other. And so brings the Chido and various forum, etc., etc. And there are all kinds of Makaris to this. Be'emes, it's a Ritva in Yuma, Daftalit, so in the Pirush Rabbeinu Eliyakim in Yuma. So brings the Zayis Ranan from the Prima Godim, and his Pirush on Yalkut Shemaini, etc. I give you 100 sources, and all the Kubalim say this also. The Shaila, Hakira, the 10th Parah Aduma, which will be brought by Melech HaMashiach, will Mashiach's Parah Aduma, will you have to mix in the Efer of Moshe Rabbeinu? What's Pshat? I saw you did the mind. Say if you made the Mashiach, but look, clear why? What's the clear? What's the chakira? What's the topic? Because you just told me, according to the Chido and the Maral, that the only reason you have to mix in Moshe is because he understood what's going on. Because behim it was Nizgala, the Soy the Paradum. Mashiach will be greater in Chochmah than Moshe Rabbeinu. So writes the Rambam Mefurish. So brings the Ramban and the Rechaim HaKodesh. Because the Pasuk says in Tanchuma, why is Mashiach al Haragodol? Because he's greater than the Ovis, the Nemar, Hine Yasko, Avdi, Yoram, Vigova, Venosam, Oid, Yoram, from Avram, Vignogova, from Yitzhak, Venosa, from Yankiv, and Moshe. You with me? Benegeya to Nuvbu, just parenthetically add, it's at the Ramah Paschal in the Perek Bey, the Vilkos Shuvah Lochahei, that Mashiach will be Korev for Moshe. There never will be a Novi like, but in terms of Chochmah, Mashiach will be period of Yishakenim in the Shikas Piyu, and therefore, so if Moshe knew the time of Parah, so will Mashiach. So what is the reason? Is there a reason to mix in the Efer of Moshe? You say no.
We don't know so.
What?
We don't.
So Mashiach will Megalit. What's the problem? Yeah. Yeah. Hold everything. Hold yours. Whoa. You're like 5 steps ahead of me? Over in numerous sources, the Rebbe learns in a few places in the Kutasichas, and so is brought into Peter Shmarzav of the Medrash, and various Svarim HaKadoshim. Even Mashiach's Paraduma will need the Efer of Moshe. But Tzorachim, witness it, why? So I have to understand two things. What is the connection of Paraduma to Golos, the end of Golos, the beginning of Gula? Why is this mitzvah specifically connected to Moshe Rabbeinu? Let me just be makdim another thing, just by the way. Just to open up the floor to questions, to thinking. You know, in Arachayim and Tafesh Bezayin, there's a Yesh Amrim that reading Parshas Parah in the end of Adar is a derais. Everyone goes crazy. Where? What? Well, all the Nisi Kalim, where did they pick this up from? So there is a Sefer Cheshbonim Shel Mitzvahs from the Adaris, which is Pasha. There's a Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, who says on the Pasuk, Zohar al Tishkach, Ezer Sherek Saf, Lashem Nekecha Bamidbor. There's a Zohar says Chazal and Zifrei. Zohar is Bapel, Tishkach is Balev. You got to remember how you angered the Abishter in the Midbar. What was the anger? What you do wrong? The egel. There's a mitzvah to remember it. So therefore, we parashas Parah, because of Moshe Darshan, Tovia Ein, the Tinaket, Soyas Beno. Hello? You'll ask me the question, Oy Bazoi, why do we read parashas Parah like Azoi? Why don't you read parashas Egel? Right? Parashas Tishikol and parashas Sisa. Hello? And the answer all the Svarim bring, the Kedush Levi brings this B'Shem of Rav Chaim of Zlotchev, the Aruch L'Chaim, who in his Sefer brings it from his Rebbe, Michal Zlotchev. It's brought in Hafla, in Panam Yofis, it's brought in Agra de Kalif, in the Meisals, all the Svarim. Rashi said, Chasofer says this, B'Fisha Umas Olam Moinim Es Yisrael, and they say to them, Ma Mitzvah Zu Matan Yishba, what is this Mitzvah Paradum? Why are they, what are they, what's Moinim Es Yisrael? Why are they Dafka? They want to know the time of mitzvahs. What do they want? Because the Umas Olam knew that Paraduma comes, Tove Ein V'Tinaket Soyas B'No. They can't wait. When it says Moinim, says the Chosayifim Miloshim, Oinoas Dvorim. They want to chep a Kal Yisrael. And they want to ask you a question. And they know the answer is the Paraduma is the Kapara Prechet. Who Egel? Oh, the Ma'oir, the Egel, they're just They're leading you on. Therefore, the says, we're not giving reasons here. Hello? You know, in Rupshitz, they never said the word Chet O'Egel. Instead of Egel, they would say, the Unte Geworfene Pekela. The Unte Geworfene Pekela. The Pekela fell to the floor. Dreert. The Imre Chaim, the Vision Rebbe, never said Egel. He'd say, I am Gimelamed. Because he didn't want to be maskir the chet, something negative of Chal Yisrael. So therefore, we don't read Kaparot and Chal Yisrael. We don't read the chet o'ego. We read Parashas Parah, which is the kapor. You like that? Very nice, sweet. Only problem is there's two major questions which anybody who has a double-digit IQ could immediately ask. I could just glare in front of you. Few questions. First of all, Chazal say the paraduma is a choik. Hello? How did Chazal suddenly come along and give a reason of Tovya Aim from Moshe Darshan, which is a bit of a medrash? Hello? Is there a reason or not a reason? Number two, I want to ask you a simple kasha. I'm a simple guy. Could anyone tell me exactly when was Par Aduma given? Hello, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach. Gemara in Sanhedrin. It was. That's what you say. Right? Over the Gemara says it was given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Yom Shehukam HaMishkan. The Abish said all these parshas, Parsh Kehanim, Emer Lekehanim, Parsh Levim, etc. And Parshas Par Aduma. Hello? Right? Yeah, you're with me. Rashi says, you're right, in Parshas Beshalach, and he repeats himself in Parshas Mishpotim, Shom, Loi, Choyku, Mishpot, right, and Mora, that Paraduma, together with the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and keep it over Aim and Shabbos, was given when?
In Mora.
In Mora. Can I ask you a simple chlatzkashi, which I'm certain everybody asked? Chronologically, when was Mora vis-a-vis Chaito Egel? Or vis-a-vis Akamet?
Before.
So how could you possibly say that Paraduma comes to the Chaper for Cheto Egel if it was given before there was a Cheto Egel? It was given a Mora. And that's a year before the Gemara in Kitin says it was given when? On the first day of Rosh Chodesh. By the way, I forgot to say parenthetically, I forgot to say before when I said that Paraduma is connected to Geula, the Satmar Rebbe said in Divrei Yael, that's why. What is the order of the parshiyos? First comes Paraduma, then comes Parsha Chodesh. But if Paraduma was chronologically, when did they burn the Paraduma? When was the Sreifas Paraduma? Beis Nissen. So why don't you read first the Chodesh and then Paraduma? Because Paraduma is Geula. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Aleph, Nissen, Nigalu, Nissen, Asidim, Ligal. As a chonu for Nissen, you read Parsha Paraduma. I forgot to tell you that. You with me? Hello. Aber. What in the world does this got to do with Mara? Hello, I could talk about this for hours. There's a whole sugya b'vel. But it's mamish glaring, obvious question. Let me ask you, to understand this, let me ask you another question. Put a simple, what is the essence, the muhus, the gedder of Paraduma? Is Paraduma a kapora? Or is Para Aduma a Metaher? Wakey, wakey. That's what you say. You're not in left field completely. You're just partial. Let's sort of work it out. Let me get a stira, just a simple stira. The pasuk later in the parsha, Vatam, Yidin lived in where he's sojourning in a place called Kadesh, Vatamas Sham Miriam, Vatigov Sham. Says the Holy Rashi, why is the smichus of Mrs. Miriam to Par Aduma to Loimerlach that just like Karbonis on Mechaprim, so Mrs. Sadikim is Mechaprim? The emesis, the source is a Gemara in Meirkot and Dafkuches. Par Aduma is Mechaper, hello, so Mrs. Sadik. So is the Loshen HaGemor. Kumt ois from this Gemara in Meirkot, Par Aduma is a Mechaper. Mechaper, what do you do if you never learned much in your life, but you probably opened up a Mishnah? Mishnah is like you learned Yuma. First Mishnah in Yuma. Shivas Yom, Shkoinu Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin, Koyin Gadol, etc. And then the meat brings the Braisa, Hu Hadin, that before the Sreifa Sapara, they would also be Mafrish the Koyin 7 days, etc. Where do we know how immediately? Where do we learn this from? So the Gemara says, Omar Kro, Kasher also be a Mazeh. Tziva Hashem lasois l'chaper lechem. Just like in the 7 days prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? Hello, Aaron Hakoyin had to separate from his house everything and live in the chotzer of the Oel Moed. Hello, so too the Eibush commanded lasois l'chaper lechem. Lasois say Chazal elu masei poro l'chaper. Is Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol, they have a right, that Kohen Gadol is Mafrishon Lishon Parhedrin. Hello? And likewise, the kohen is oisik in the para, you mafresh him 7 days before paradum. So far, so good. Says the Gemara, you cannot say the whole pasuk is referring only to paraduma. Lasois lechaper aleichem, because lechaper aleichem cannot be referring to paraduma. The para lavka parahi. So the Gemara clearly in beginning of Yuma says paraduma is not a kapara, and the Gemara in Kamei Kotten says paraduma is yar kapara. So there are those who want to say the Gvuras Ari from the Shagas Arya, the Netziv, the Hamik Shaila, various forms. Everyone asks the famous Velskash or Shash. So there are those who want to say, like the Gvuras Ari, which have 100 kashas on them, that Einachanami Dafka the Pora of Moshe with Mechaper for his generation for the Chet Oegel. Mash Einkein all subsequent. Paradumas have nothing to do with Chetoi. Hello? Which is not like vast majority of Sforum and Poskim. Basically, there's a principle. You can't have a Kapara without a Tara. You can't have a Tara without a Kapara. And they're all interlinked. All the Poras in all generations come for... Hello? To be Mechaper also, for the Chetoi. Because the Chetoi Egel is... remains with Kal Yisrael till whatever. We impoke you for Kadati. And therefore, they're all a Kapara and a Tara. Vahainu. Now, what does this mean? Push it in lumbus. Push it in. I could say this from 20 different angles. But I'll just say it the way it's brought in the Sefer Chavetzel Sashor from contemporary Bigger of Yerushalayim. Beautiful Sefer. He's Malachi, whatever. He brings from a Griz. There's a Chayim, a Griz. It's a Brisker Torah. That Paraduma is Travayu Isnube. In Paraduma, there's both Gedorim, a Gedor of Tara, and a Gedor of Kapara and Chetoeg. Why? The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Aleph, a trefa is poisel in the paraduma. Why? Mishum the chatos korye rachman. The Torah calls the paraduma a chatos. This week's parasha twice. Hello, it's called the chatos. May I time the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, reveal is poisel in a paraduma again because it's called the chatos. And the Mishnah says in Perek Dalar of Pora, if you made the paraduma shalei lishma, it's psula kichatos. If we find three places or more, where paraduma is compared to a chatos, which is a korb, which is mechaper. Yeah? Aye, so it's like any other korb. What is the inyan of chukah of pora? Not the din of kapora, but the din of tara. The Tara Shebedover. Right? What was given at Mora? Sham, Sam, Loi, Choy. That at Yaparaduma, which is Metarit Tmeim and Metame Tahirim, that is, how can we Metarit Tmeim Meth? That was given when? In Mora. The Kapora aspect of Paraduma, that was given only after Cheto Egel on. And therefore he brings up Lashna Payet. Mimora chuka gozar umigavnein imra nigzar. Look, mimora. Before Matan Torah, it was chuka nigzar, it was a choik. Migavnein, which is har gavnunim, Sinai, imra nigzar. Then it was logical. Because after Sinai, by Sinai, after Cheto Egel, it became a gedder of a kapara. Here the two, it was a gather of what? Choy. Oh, if I had the time, I'd go through a whole shtickle. This answers like 1,001 shaylos to Gabbai Paraduma. Where did the money from the Paraduma come from? The Lishkas Hagozes? Hello? Ay, l'chura. If it's not a korban, why did it come from Lishkas Hagozes? It's Kedushas Betek Abayi, it's not Kedushas Domin. Is the korban Shabo? Is mechaper, it's like any other korban that comes to lishma. When Chazal say shivas yamin before say mafrishin the kohen gadol mafrishin whatever, that's a din in korban or a din in tara. Tara, and therefore the Gemara says correctly in Yuma, right, that you can't say the lechaper aleichem is referring to paraduma, Because what is the moment of kapara? When you, like any other carbon, when you shecht. After you shecht, there's still a din, as Reb Chaim said to Chazmila, there's still a din, it's called Eifer Para. And you could be Moil, etc., etc. But there's no longer a din of carbon. The kapara was already done. You with me? Hello? I'm not going to have time. And therefore, if you shech the carbon, the paraduma, said the Rambam, shaloy lishmo, the Chaim, it hastens kind shechita, even though by a stomach carbon, a chattas, which you brought up shaloy lishmo, it's kosher, because here the shechita of the par is the same ritzui, and ritzui, shaloy lishmo, is a contradiction in terms. You can't be meratz of the Eibish if you shech the paraduma, shaloy lishmo. So the shechting is the avoid of kapora. Hello? The subsequent avoida, burning it, etc., etc., that is the avoida of chukah. That's the avoida of tara. You with me? If I had the time, which I unfortunately don't, this would answer many kashas of Beis Yitzchak's kasha l'gaveida. Did you have to wear the big kahuna when you burnt the whole shakal? Someday I'll get into that. It's a gvalda gesugya. Enkamekem. Al kopanim, what do I see here? Just Benegel in your name briefly. There's two gedorim in Par. There's the choik. When was this choik given? No reason, illogical. Mara. Nobody understood then the reason for paradum. It doesn't have a reason. Only Moshe understood it. Subsequently, after Chetu Egel, and you had a downfall, and the Amar Tzil Dikimatem, you're supposed to live forever, it should have been Cheirus, Chorus, Cheirus, right? Cheirus mi Yisra, Cheirus mi Malach HaMavis, Cheirus from the Goliathin of Umas Olam, then you had a logical reason to have aimed at Tinak et Zayisma. It's too good door in Paradum, and this answers 100 other kashas, whatever. Nachzile in your name, just briefly. Now I understand why Davka Para Aduma was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Satmar Rebbe is Meirich in this interview. Yoyal, the Rebbe, the Gute Sichas, the Chelek Lam Gimel. Why was it Davka Moshe Rabbeinu the only person who ever understood Para Aduma? And even when Mashiach comes, it's still the Para is Yichwe Lecho to Moshe. Because although when he's speaking about logic, intelligence, whatever, Mashiach will be v'yorum v'nasa v'gav ma'oid, even from Moshe Rabbeinu, in terms of understanding Torah, there'll be the galus of Taimi Torah, the Shekeni Mashiach Espiyu. Aber the maila of Moshe is in Nevuah. What is the maila of Nevuah's Moshe? Do you remember, you don't got to think too far back, in Baloischo, when Miriam speaks against Moshe, hello? Gam, Bono Dibra Hashem, he also spoke to us, what's... So the Eibush says, no. No one ever compares to the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The Eibishter spoke to him, Pel, Peh, etc., etc., etc. What is the connection with Anoho? Because to have the Shlemus of Nevuah, of Havonas HaTorah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That comes through Anoho. Because Anoho comes through. What do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? By the Rebbe speaks like this. What do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, Maisa Yod of Shal Moshe were Nitzchi, were permanent, were eternal. Anything he touched, he built, was eternal. Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa, Vayam Moshe Moshe, say Chazal, Masham Aminu Meshamesh, Avahalan Meshamesh, he's permanent. He's always there working for Kal Yisrael. Why is that? Because the Avoida of Moshe is Bittul. Total Bittul with every part, facet of his personality to the Eibishter. Anything which is created through Mesiris Nefesh, by definition, is Nitzchi. So when Mashiach will come and will be Megala the time of Parah, who will be Megala it? Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, who symbolizes, right? Not only because he had no part of the Chetu Egel, not the Poyol, he was, not even Mitzad Arvus, because he wasn't there at the top of the mountain. Hello? But Moshe Rabbeinu represents Parah Aduma as it was given in Mara, before there was a Hechetimtz of Parah Aduma. And that is the Emes Achuk reason for Parah Aduma, which is higher than understanding, because Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Mesiras Nefesh, is in need of Nitzchias, and he will be Megalan each Dor. Hello? Now I go back, I want to understand just what I started off by saying, that paraduma is connected bittul of golus, right? And geula, etc., etc. So I'll just tell you a simple vort. I said it in the past, I think. A vort from Tzadik. We said that paraduma is hamtokas agurus, right? So there's a zera kodesh from the rupture. So it brings a vort, meiridik a vort, b'shem Reb Isaac Avbez in Koritz. You know him? Hello? He's otherwise known amongst Jews as the Briskun HaSeil. Like the holiest of holy. He says a meiridik a vort. But he says it in Oisius of Kabbalah, and I'll explain it simply in Derech HaVeid. There are, we said the peyresh, mansapach letters, right? Hello? Is gvura, severity, harshness, punishment, hester upon him. And he says there are three hamtokas to par, to the par gvuras. One is through the Shem Avaya, which is 26. One is through the Shem Eke, Aleph Ke Yud Ke, which is 21. And one is through the name Aleph Ke Vav Ke, hello, which is Gimatria Toiv, which is Gushpanke, the Chosim, Kutabrichu, Shemaya Vare, which is, what, Das. I'm not getting involved. I'm not even. Only Asik bin Astoris. I'm a simple rabbi of Holy Law Synagogue. I'm not like what I don't know Kabbalah, right? So the Briskunas Oilum says a Muridika Remes, that this is Merubas and Tillim. You said it this morning. Kifoir, Koefer, Yufazer. Three words. Hello? You said it? Yeah? Those three words have a common denominator. In all of them, you have the letters Peirish. Kifoir is Peirish plus Chavov, which is Havaya. Ko-Efer is par plus Chof-Alef, which is Eke. Yufazer, which is par plus Yud-Zayt. And these are the steepest secrets Kipshayin Yishol Eilam, I don't want to get involved now. But simply, Bederach Avoid, what does it mean to us? A week doesn't go by, every week I have someone in my office coming, crying their eyes out, Tzoros, Tzoros, Kol Yisrael is suffering. B'chalu, B'frat, in 100 different ways. A Yid has to know, number one, that whatever happens in life, there's an Eibishter. And there's a Shem Havaya. And why is it called Havaya? Because he's Mahava everything. He creates everything. So there's nothing in the world that happens if not Hashkochosa Yizborich. The Eibishter is looking after you and taking care of you, and there's a reason for everything. And that's the way the Shem Havaya overrides Elokim Gimatria Teva. When a Yid believes that there's an Eibish to the Mashkiach and everything is based on his Cheshbeinus, then Havaya overrides Elohim Gimatria Teva. You with me? That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kfoir. Ko-Efer, Chof Aleph. What's the name? Eke. When was that used last in Mitzrayim? Eke Asher Eke. You're suffering. All right? Pari is stuffing Jewish children into pyramids. He's bathing in the blood of Jewish babies. Hello? The suffering is awesome. Aber Eke, you should know, ultimately it will be good. And the Eibishter has a kavana, even if it's Nelam Leis Akta from us, and we don't understand. That's Ko-Efer. Chav Aleph. Eke, who, by the way, Eke is also Merambas and Tshuva, as my Rishamish Svarim say. When a person sees Yisurim, and he knows nothing happens Bechinam, therefore there's a Yisuris Tefer B'Shem Havayi, you come to Eke, right? You do Tshuva. The highest emunah is not that a person believes, yes, there's an Eibishter, and he knows what he's doing, and he's running the show, right? And ultimately, Eke will be good, you know? We should live and see it. Hello? It's now good. Toiv now, in the present. Even if I don't really get it. And that's your father. Hello? You with me? The Peiresh together with Toiv. And therefore, the three names, Havaya, Eke, whatever, 26, 21, 17 is Gematria.
17.
What? 64, which is Gematria Din. Once a Yid believes in these three Shemas, Kfar Ko Eif for your father. What's that Kfar for your father? It's cold, right? It's you're dying of pneumonia. Or you should know the Eibishter gets rid of the Kalkai and Kfar Ko'efi Yafazia through these three Shemes. What is this Al Derech Avodah? What is the beginning of the Pasuk? Hello? How does the Pasuk begin? Hanoisin Sheleg Katsomer Kfar Ko'efi Yafazia. What's this Noisin Sheleg Katsomer? Dimre Emes brings him a Medrash, Merubas and Rashi Alasar. Hanoisin shel lekatemer. It's a moiridi gavod. The Eibishter only gives cold to a person if he has the sweaters and the coats, the temer, which he could handle. The Eibishter never gives things that a person can't bear the burden. Hanoisin shel lekatemer. Then kfar ko efer your father. And this is, I could go on and on and on. That a person has a munah that whatever happens is mitzad the Eibishter, and it all will turn out for good. And that ultimately is the emissa zois. What's the next word? Chukas haTorah. Chukas haTorah is gematria. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, imatevis. Hello, you with me? As in the soid chad, I'll bring the pasuk on this because there mi tentor mi tomei leechad. Who could change that which is tomei to become tor? Not the Eibishter, the echad. And the words mi tentor is Rashi Tevis, Gematria Rashi Tevis, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Hashem Kvod Baruch Hu Olam Vod. That's the form. That ultimately is the ultimate secret of Paraduma that was given to Moshe when B'mor, before Achet, not just as Kapora, but even beforehand, the Indian that he realized that everything that happens in this world is mitzad the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Achdus Hashem is all good. And when your person internalizes this message of Farko, if you father, then we change these days into days of Sosin, the Simcha, Yom Tevim, and Tammuz, of an El, the Sarah, the Sapora. It says the Chazal Dashan, all these, look, Para, Aduma, Tmima, Shemba, Oyel, etc., etc., all the Galiasin. But then it says, Elazar Kohen takes it, Beshachat, Oyso, he takes it, Tevach, Lashem, Bebasra, Zevach, whatever, yeah, Be'eretz Edoim. The Eibush will take all the gullius in and all the goyim and shecht, whatever, all the rishoyim in the world, and the miskayim, the pasuk, kol karni rishoyim agadeya, trimam the karni sa.
Oh, yeah.